Now this is a dictation for Linda, L-I-N-D-A, First, F-I-R-S-T, August 3148, address as a letter to Kaylin, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Guideman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Guideman, follow up for Linda with chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit January. No hospital visit, severe restless legs on treatment, no claudication symptoms of discolor of the toes or ulcers. She is an early going to bed, an early riser, still sleeping 6 hours a day, extensive review system done being negative, medication list review, presently off metoprolol, remains on ARB, losartan, nitrates, diuretics, aldactone. Next paragraph, present weight 216, blood pressure by nurse 12370. She is alert or intestine 3, no respiratory distress, lungs clear, distant heart tones, good pulse, no ascites tenderness, severe stasis changes lower extremities but no edema, severe peripheral vascular disease with cyanosis. She still has some varicose veins. Prior vein stripping, no neurological deficit. Next paragraph, chemistries, creatinine 1.27. In the past has been as high as 1.4, 1.5, representing a GFR of 44, stage 3. Other labs review. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3, question progression, however no symptoms, monitor over time, has small kidneys without obstruction. Blood pressure appears to be well controlled. If persistent azotemia, might need to decrease or discontinue ARB. Presently, electrolyte, acid base normal, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus normal. There is anemia, but no EPO treatment. Continue present regimen, come back on the next 6 months. She has severe peripheral vascular disease, but clinically stable, has also COPD stable, sleep apnea, but unable to use CPAP machine, end of dictation.